Born right.
Good. Welcome to the March 1st, 2021 regular meeting of the Board of Selectmen. This meeting is a public proceeding and is being recorded. The agenda is subject to change without notice. Would you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first thing on the agenda is a presentation of the Kennebunk River Watershed Management Plan. If you want to come up to the table, have a seat, and go for it.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mindy Kedrum. Thank you guys for making the time for me tonight. I'm the project manager of the York County Soil and Water Conservation District. I just wanted to tell you guys a little bit about what we've been doing to develop this watershed management plan, and I brought this copy for you guys. Hot off the press, it's the first one, so it'll be the first one to get a pretty copy of it. I brought one other handout for you as well that I'll give you now. But essentially, this has been a two-year project. It started in 2018. So this was a grant-funded project to study the Kennebunk River watershed, which currently isn't meeting state class standards for water quality due to elevated bacteria levels, as well as concerns of it meeting standards for aquatic life. So we wanted to do something about that, and we partnered with the Wells Reserve, Wells Research, National Estuarine Research Reserve, FB Environmental, as well as a bunch of other communities and community organizations within the entire watershed to develop this plan and to do some additional studies. So kind of going into the project, what we did is we took a look at some of the existing data, and we also did some additional water quality testing, mostly in 2019, to kind of back up what had already been done. And most of what we found showed, again, the high bacteria levels, some high nutrient levels as well. There were a few areas of dissolved oxygen was low, which is a concern for the aquatic organisms mainly. And basically what goes into the plan is all of that water quality data we took. We also did some surveys of the watershed looking for potential sources of pollution, whether that be erosion where sediment and pollutants could be washing in. There were some agriculture sources that were found. Septic systems as well were found to be a potential source of pollution in the watershed. So all the data on those surveys as well are in the plan, as well as some of the historical data. And the nice thing about it is it's broken down into sub-watersheds. So for folks here in Lyman, you can flip to the certain sub-watersheds that you were interested in knowing, you know, more details about, and just focus on those. There are sections that cover the whole watershed as well, but it's also broken down like that so that you can get a more in-depth look. And Lyman plays a really important part in this watershed. It takes up the most space. It comprises 35% of the watershed, and it's the headwaters of the watershed. So if there's any sources of pollution here in Lyman, it's gonna, you know, affect the entire river system as it washes downstream towards the Kennebunks. So you guys definitely play a really big part in the watershed, which is part of why I wanted to let you guys know about this resource. And essentially, and another piece of what's in here is we also did a public input session last summer where we met with members of each of the major communities in the watershed to get their thoughts on, you know, what some issues they may have noticed in the watershed, as well as what they think is a priority moving forward to help start restoring the watershed. And we also put out a survey for folks if they weren't able to attend the sessions, which we did virtually. So we have some information about that in the plan as well. And then kind of the bulk of the plan and kind of what leads to the next steps is this action plan towards the end, which lays out suggested actions to help restore the watershed back to meeting the state water quality standards. And it's kind of listed out by different types of actions, whether they're structural, technical assistance, there's some ordinance suggestions, as well as just education and outreach, you know, to the public in the watershed. And it also comes with a suggested timeline for implementing them and a priority ranking by town. So you can look, there's a column for Lyman, and it will rank them as a high priority action item or medium low, or not a priority if it's something that maybe doesn't affect you guys. There's some that are targeted more towards the higher developed areas of the Kennebunk that wouldn't be such an issue up here, and vice versa. And then they also come with an estimated cost, which is important as well for planning things out. And kind of what we're hoping to do with this is the Conservation District is hoping to apply for further grant funds to help start implementing the recommendations in the management plan. So this plan was approved by the State Department of Environmental Protection as well as the EPA, which makes us eligible to apply for what are called 319 grants, which are funded through the Section 319 of the Clean Water Act by the EPA, and that's a grant program that the state runs. So we're looking to apply for one of these grants this spring and are hoping to maintain involvement from the main communities in the watershed. It's really important to have. It's going to take a community-wide effort to help implement some of these actions. And so kind of what we'll be looking to ask for is potentially some money to help write this grant. We're going to be asking each community for $500 to offset some of the costs of writing the grant, and the district will also put money into that. And then kind of the bigger picture is we're also looking for certain things that might align with town priorities as well to include in this phase of the grant. Since we can't, this is a 10-year plan, we're not going to be able to fix everything, you know, right away. This would be a 2-year grant, so we're kind of looking for sites and things that might be a priority now. And on the handout that I gave to you guys, there's some sites listed that we've identified in some of those surveys I was talking about in the watershed, and broken up by priority based on the water quality benefit. So one of them is a culvert replacement, for example, on South Waterboro Road was identified as a high priority. Fixing that would have like a bigger impact on the water quality. So if that was something the town would be willing to work with us to fix, if we applied for this grant, it would be in the spring, and it would start, if we got awarded the grant, it would start in January 2022 and run through the end of 2023. So this isn't something we need an immediate commitment on, just something to start thinking about. But for example, if there was something on this list that was more of a lower priority for the water quality, but maybe for the town is a higher priority, we could potentially, you know, bump that up and address that now. And would be able to, the grants typically provide up to 60% cost sharing. So what we would hope is that the town would be able to provide that other 40% either as a cash match or through in-kind labor. So if you have a crew that's able to fix, to do a culvert replacement or something, that would count as the match needed for the grant. So that's kind of some of the sites, and I'm happy to address some questions you guys may have.
Yes. South Waterboro Road.
Yep.
That's a state aid road.
It's a state road, okay.
So all of that, all your repairs would go through your state.
Through the state, okay.
And probably start with your local representative, I think.
Okay.
That's the only way we've had any issues, any chance getting anything done.
Okay. Someone on the survey, they identified it as a municipal road, so I should have double checked that.
No, that's okay.
It's not a
So that report identifies these different areas and what the issue is. Okay, so I have to read that.
Yeah, and there's some more detail in here.
And on Poor Farm Road, some of that's private.
Okay.
So if you could help us a little bit with like a little closer address on these.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have the GPS coordinates anyway. So I can give you guys those. I can maybe follow up with those to see where it falls. So if it's a private road too, which some of them I knew ahead of time were private roads, we can try and connect with those landowners and see if they would be willing to work with us.
And on Lord's Lane, is that in the bridge area where we're talking about?
Because
that's... I'm trying to think of a place where another culvert crosses Lord's Lane, and I'm not. Are you familiar with that, Brad?
I haven't. I actually wasn't involved in the survey. Right. I'm fairly new to this position. They did them before.
There's two culvert crosses on Lord's Lane.
Okay. I think it's towards the end of the road.
One is new by the turnaround circle. Yeah. The other one's old up just as you're coming down the road and you start going around the curve.
Right.
And that basically is property to property. The one down below, cross culvert, before the circle, runs across the road, across the driveway, and then all the way out into the red pine forest down in the woods.
I bet your money is that one. I bet you.
Because I would think eventually that would drop into that brook where the bridge is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Can't be the other one.
No. And if we could find the one on Poor Farm Road, we'd know. But you say you've got GPS and stuff you can send us, right?
Yeah, I can send you guys the coordinates, and that might help narrow it
down.
Yeah,
it'll help us a lot, please.
Okay, yeah, I'll follow up with that information. Didn't want to overwhelm the sheet. And then some of the other things we're hoping to include in the grant are, some technical assistance funds for farmers in the watershed. We're hoping to develop more nutrient management plans among the farms in the watershed, so potentially some funds for that, other sites in other towns in the watershed, and some education and outreach events too. We're thinking potentially a cleanup of some sections of the Eastern Trail, and maybe adding some extra pet waste supplies and receptacles, potentially doing some sort of buffer workshop for folks to learn the importance of having a good native plant buffer to filter pollutants out, especially near a brook. So there'll be other aspects too of the grant to target other areas besides these town sites. That was kind of what I wanted to focus on to tell you guys about.
You've got a couple bordering farmers. You're talking with them on them now, right?
I haven't talked to any of the farmers yet. We do have, we kind of listed out, we have a general idea of where the farms are in the watershed.
Because there's a couple that have had direct contact with your group.
With our group. They might have gone through the NRCS.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I've talked with them a little bit. We'd probably partner with them to get their technical expertise as well on that aspect. If we knew of any farmers as well that might be interested now that would like to commit to that, it's great to know ahead of time what we're going to do for the grant. It helps show we have a good plan together and would help us score higher.
Well, thank you.
Thank you guys for giving me some time. Anyone have any other questions?
No, so we have the one copy of the plan.
Yeah, and I'll leave this with you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thank you
very much. You're welcome. Yeah. I think you guys got a digital copy as well, or the link to it, hopefully. But I can send that again when I send the coordinates and some more information about the sites.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, the next section is for the public input. Anybody has something they want to bring up, they can have 5 minutes. If anybody has anything,
Can I just say thank you for moving the executive session to the end of the meeting?
We try.
Change your best.
Has to be done, though. Come back in.
Okay, mail. Did everybody get a chance to read the correspondence we had from the last meeting that was being brought up?
KIT correspondence that you're talking about?
No. That will come up with me.
Oh, the correspondence you're talking about.
We had, on the mail. We had a notice from the site plan review, notice of decision. We had the code enforcement officer is taking care of some code violations at a certain location. Ben Harris from the fire department had a memo in regards to impact fees, I believe.
Yeah.
And we had again from the code enforcement on the same issue. And we had some correspondence from the fire chief on residential fire sprinkler requirements. And we had some changes in ordinances for public safety. And there was a notification of a building permit that was issued for our information. Any of those? Is there anything anybody wants to discuss with that? I just wanted to give you guys time to look it over from last meeting because there was a lot there. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
If you would like, we can continue that to the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we'll move on to complaints. We have scheduled for Jody Pendergast from Keywood for tonight. Okay, I guess we will go on. I know you were here for some of the same,
yeah.
Pete, so why don't you go ahead and present what you have.
Well, my name is Rob Levive. I live at Keywood Manor, 21 Cosby Drive. I was just wondering, again, you're new at this. Who do I see about getting a light installed at the end of Candlewood Drive? Very other end.
You're talking the second entrance.
The second entrance.
Second entrance.
Candlewood Drive.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know if I had to come here or talk to Jody. I haven't had a chance. So, again, I'm not used to these town meetings.
Yeah. Normally, we would want to go through the park first.
Okay.
To see what they're looking to accomplish and what they're willing to do themselves. Because
right.
This benefits them directly.
All right. I didn't know if I had talked to them or come here.
I would go there. I mean, we're always open to listen and hear from you. And
all right.
That's what they were supposed to be here for. But
yeah, I was told Jody was supposed to be here.
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk with them and see what happens.
That'd be very good. Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you very much. Okay. Minutes of the regular meeting dated February 16, 2021.
Move to accept the minutes stated.
Okay, John made the motion to accept the minutes. Rusty seconded. Is there any input from anybody? Can't see you, Dave, so you're going to have to...
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay, so all those in favor of accepting the minutes?
Aye.
Thank you very much. It's unanimous. Okay.
Sorry to laugh at you, Dave.
It's okay.
I want to explain this next one just a little bit. I had a hard time understanding the payroll check register. When it was explained to me, I understood it, but it took a few minutes. So what we want to approve is $13,787.35. And I'll explain why. $13,787.35. So this all has to do with payroll. The actual payroll is $14,422.54, but there are employee deductions that don't get paid. They're deducted from their payroll, but they aren't being paid out, so they get transferred over to accounts payable. So we'll catch it on the accounts payable side. It's approximately $635. So the number that we need to approve is $13,787.35.
I move approved payroll warrant number 37 in the amount of $13,787.35.
Second that, Bill.
Motion by John, seconded by Tom. Is there any input or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you. Okay. Accounts payable, warrant number 38, in the amount of, well, this was smaller, $623,280.22.
I expect
John to second it for payables warrant number 38, the amount of $623,280.22. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of payroll warrant 38? Unanimous. Thank you. Okay, unfinished business. The DOT flashing beacon, like I said at the workshop, that's been all put together and submitted to the state to get that. We're just waiting for an update from them. The corporate resolution was, there was a question on the last meeting, and just so everybody understands, the corporate resolution allows individuals to be able to sign for things instead of the whole board. And this is the same one that we've used for probably the last 20 years. So there is no difference in that.
Didn't we have a question if that was going to be one signature too?
Yes, and we went back and checked, and it's always just been one signature.
Okay. All right. So it's always been in place, and it's always been one signature.
That is correct.
I guess I would move we continue with our practice then.
Okay, so John's made the motion to accept the corporate resolution, and Tom has seconded it. Any discussion? All right. Well, all those in favor?
Aye.
So 4-0. Rusty was absent. I was trying to say plain.
He's back.
So Rusty, you in favor of that? Corporate resolution?
Yeah.
Okay, so 5-0. Okay. So we get down, we don't have any department and committee reports tonight, so we'll get into the new business.
Are we skipping C?
Proposed zoning changes, commercial design standards.
Bill, do you want to skip C on that and put it to the next one, or are you talking about it tonight? Dedication in the town report?
Right. I'm sorry. On unfinished business, we have the town report dedication, so we're looking for some input on that.
We gave you a name last week.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know where you want to go with that, how you want
to. You're familiar with the rest of
you? Yes, no.
Yeah. David, are you familiar with the name on that?
Hello?
He's still on.
I'm on.
Yeah. Did you hear what I said?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I heard it. I missed you.
Are you familiar with the name that was brought up from the town report dedication?
No.
Okay. How about I'll make sure that everybody gets that information and we'll deal with it on the next.
Yeah. It was just somebody we have.
Yeah.
Think of
okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd rather be able to let everybody be familiar.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So now we go on to the new business. Proposed zoning change, commercial design standards. And I assume, Patty, that's your area.
Yep. So we have a one-page proposal to just adopt some commercial design standards because currently we don't have any. So we don't, when a commercial project comes before the planning board, we have no authority to ask for any different design than they propose, like box metal buildings. We don't have any authority to ask them to make it look more like Lyman. And the purpose, I'll just read the purpose, to protect, enhance, and perpetuate the town's historic, cultural, and architectural heritage, and to enhance the town's appearance to residents and visitors, and to serve as a support and stimulus to business and industry. So we just want to have some, we want to be able to have some authority to have some say in how businesses look that come to town.
Dave, did you get a copy of that?
I did.
Okay. Any input from anybody?
It's pretty simple. We looked at the very simple to the very complex, and we thought that where we're just starting off, we would start off with simple.
It's a great place to start. You can start somewhere.
It's all practical.
Right.
That's
right.
Good.
Exactly.
So do we have a motion?
Can I add one? We have not held a public hearing on this yet.
All right, so we should wait then till you have the public hearing and then revisit that. So you'll keep Laurie up to date on that. Okay, sounds good. Okay, second one on new business is proposed shoreline zoning change regarding docks. You've got the floor again.
So currently our shoreline zoning ordinance does not have a definition for dock. And we spent quite a bit while... We, being myself and some property owners, spent a pretty significant amount of time deciding what a dock is and what a dock isn't. So there's a state law with the dock definition that I pulled this from, and I think it defines it pretty well, and that takes the question of what is a dock, what isn't a dock. It's easier to define it when it's in our ordinance. So that's one of the changes. It's not a change, it's an addition. And the other addition is to give owners some more information about rights to put a dock on a right-of-way. It doesn't change a person's rights because state law, court cases have upheld that if a deed doesn't give you express permission to put a dock on a right-of-way, then you don't have that right. But a lot of people don't know that. And this just gives people that information. It doesn't change anything, but it just puts it out there so that people know about it ahead of time. And that's it.
Is this something you need to have a public hearing on?
Yes, we would have to have a public hearing.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
But it is a law. It would be called burdening the easement.
That's correct. Go ahead, John.
We had some trouble with clarification last summer of multiple. I didn't see anything in here that addressed that, Patty.
So I have an illustration that we're going to look at that you don't see.
Okay.
It shows one dock being a dock, and then it shows docks that have fingers that are multiple docks.
Yeah.
What I do, I'm glad you brought that up, because our current ordinance already restricts, or doesn't restrict, it says in our current ordinance, no more than one pier, dock, wharf, or similar structure extending or located below the normal high water line of a water body or within a wetland is allowed on a single lot. So we already have that. But what we didn't have is, what is a single dock? So I added this.
That's okay.
So we did an illustration of what is a single dock and what is a multiple dock to try to help. So that is something we're going to discuss on Wednesday.
Just to help me understand it a little better, please. Okay.
Yep.
So as I understand it right now, let's say I've got a camp on, I don't know, pick a pond, Swan Pond. I don't have a dock. I buy a boat and I want to build a dock. What you're saying is my dock can only be one structure straight out with no fingers. Am I understanding that incorrectly?
You're understanding that correctly.
Okay.
So right now our ordinance allows...
So you've got a bunch now that are grandfathered, so to speak.
Yes, we would have, yes.
Okay.
Right. I don't feel like I would want to go back on people.
Oh, no.
Yes. Anybody wants us to do that.
No, I'm just trying to get it in there. All right, thank you.
Yep.
Is there a length by it on this angle?
There is a length. It says The facility shall be no larger in dimension than necessary to carry on the activity and be consistent with the surrounding character and uses of the area. A temporary pier, dock, or wharf shall not be wider than 6 feet for non-commercial uses. So 6 feet is the maximum width, and the length is no larger in dimension than necessary to carry on the activity, which means you have to be able to pull your boat up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of subjective.
Right, it depends on the depth of the water. It's different in different places.
So they could go out 3 feet wide and go to 6 feet wide at the end and still be within the...
Yep.
Yep, okay, because that's pretty common. And did I hear you can only have one dock per property?
Yes, and that's already been in place for a few years.
So if you own two boats, you could put one on each side of that 6 foot dock.
But if you had enough water frontage for two properties?
You could have another dock. And it says that in the ordinance.
You could have teeth. If you had two together, could you have a teeth? Get a double dock?
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
Educational.
Well, I think it defines a little bit more, too, because the definition last summer was a floating dock doesn't count, and it does.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that really plays out.
You know, all your time in doing this, has length ever been an issue? It's been more multiples than anything.
Yep,
right?
No, length has never been.
Cool. I'm good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so... Next, job descriptions. Did everybody get their copies of the job descriptions? The first one would be for code enforcement officer, land use director. And I know we had a question if the people affected by the job description have been able to review it and have any comments about it. And I can tell you that on all of them, the answer is yes. So that everybody has seen them and reviewed them and given any feedback. So we're starting with the code enforcement officer one. That's what we're on here.
Sunday and he's happy with it too.
Right.
Okay. I didn't know if I told you or not.
Yep. So we're looking for a motion to accept this job description for the code enforcement officer / land use director.
Can we do them all together?
Do you have any input on that, Dave? Do you mind doing them all together? Are you there, Dave?
Sorry again. Jesus.
That's all right. It's all right.
As long as everybody reviewed them, we're good.
The three that we have...
Yep, I heard you.
...have been reviewed.
Yep.
So I'm looking for a motion.
I move that we approve the job descriptions for the code enforcement officer, land use director, the municipal treasurer, and the road commissioner.
So John's made the motion to accept all three. Tom seconded the motion. Is there any discussion on this before we go forward? All those in favor of these three?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you very much. We have some signs for the transfer station that are in your packets. And we're just looking for approval to purchase the signs so that they can get them posted at the transfer station.
Sure.
sign on going.
Where are they going?
Yeah, because you don't broke the place.
What happened? I'd like to hold off a week on these signs if we could.
Some of them make total sense, but broken toys?
Yes.
It's like,
what they're having trouble with
junk?
Is we have the swap shop. It's a wonderful thing. And sometimes, for whatever reason, stuff, I don't know, a little liberal with what they put in there. And they're trying to head that off. And what's happening is, depending on the day, it's amazingly busy up there. You might have a guy here and a guy there, and somebody has some stuff that sure is just wonderful, the swap shop, they just scoot it over and drop the box. And a lot of this, yeah, so this was... A lot of this could be covered with a sign that says, do not leave anything here without checking with an attendant. You know, maybe a couple big signs like that.
Are you going to follow up on that?
I will. I'd be happy to.
Can you add one in there to look at?
Sure.
A sign for them to hang at the gate when it's closed because of inclement weather or some other reason.
And we talked about that, and we thought it should be more than one sign.
That's fine, but... just include it so we do this once.
Yeah. And we were going to do them plastic material, holes, zip tie to the gate, take them down.
Yeah.
And you essentially have four Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, Sundays. Because if you were closed. All right. Okay.
Yeah. So signage for the swap shop.
All of this is. I didn't realize that.
How many weapons have been dropped off?
None that I know of. That's
and junk. Well, that's why I go to the dump.
Okay, so we're gonna put that off until the next meeting.
I've got the finished budget. Yeah, I'm gonna spend some time up there this weekend, so I'll.
Okay. For the next item, we have an application for a committee appointment for the Kennebunk Pond Beach Committee from a Bridget Grenier. She lives on the Shore Road, which is right around the corner, and she wanted to be included because they get the trickle-down effects of what goes on at the beach. When people can't park there, they go down on Poor Farm Road and Shore Road, and then they walk across private properties. So she was asked to be able to be on the committee, and just looking for your agreement.
And that's a whole... The walking across property is a whole... And did you get what I said you on that? That's a great pond.
Yes.
And we can't stop access, period.
It says that we can't stop access on unimproved land. Mm. Improved land we can control. Mm. So like the beach area we can control, that's improved. But they can't just walk across someone's property if they've got no trespassing signs on it.
You sure can. If it's wooded, you can't stop them. It's one of those state laws that's...
All right, well... she wanted to be on the committee.
That's approval. Sure.
So Tom's made the motion to accept Bridget Grenier to be on the committee.
I second
that. John seconds that. Is there any discussion from anybody?
I just have a question.
Sure.
It doesn't apply. You can finish your vote and then have a question after.
Okay, all those in favor of Bridget Grenier to be on the pond committee?
Aye.
That's unanimous. Thank you. Go ahead, Michelle.
Out of curiosity, it blows my mind people just come and walk across someone's property to begin with. But if someone parked on your lawn and then walked across your property onto the lake because they thought they could do that, can you just call and have their car towed?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but that's improved.
Your lawn's improved.
Okay.
Improved.
Your house is there, you've got an improvement.
Right.
It's an unimproved property is what they're saying.
Yeah. Okay.
And I would have to dig into that more than, you know, but on the face, that's what it says.
Right, because, I mean, in certain towns, you might be parking, I mean, you park and you might be parking in front of a pile of rocks, but it's still, they can tow you. You know what I'm saying? So I was wondering if that could apply if you guys just had...
all it says is foot access. It doesn't say anything about your vehicle.
Okay, because that, I mean, a vehicle is a big...
Yeah, that's right. Park wherever they want. All says it's foot access.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now I need a motion to go into executive session.
What is the number?
Yeah, Yeah, it's on the bottom of the agenda, John.
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah.
Do you want to go? You want to do both of them?
Yes.
I move that we go into executive session for MRSA 405 parentheses 6 parentheses A personnel matters. B MRSA 405 parentheses 6 G. Discussion of examination results.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I was thinking that.
Tom seconds the motion that John made. All those in favor?
Do you want anybody here?
Yeah, Lori and Michelle.
All right. Are we done?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, live is off. Okay.